Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
President Hichilema assents to Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7. EFZ defends Church's role in speaking for the marginalized. And the Central African Republic deploys armed forces and MINUSCA to secure elections. Good evening, with Emmanuel Zaminje Okasabo. President Hakainde Hichilema has today assented to the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, officially making it part of Zambia's supreme law. President Hichilema says the newly enacted law is meant for all Zambians regardless of political affiliation, ethnicity or religious beliefs. Speaking shortly after assenting to the bill, the president noted that the intense debate and resistance witnessed during the passage of Bill 7 is a clear indication that Zambia's democracy remains healthy and vibrant. The debates did not mean that those opposing the bill were enemies of those supporting it, said President Hichilema. He emphasized that now that the bill has become law, Zambians must unite and work together for the development of the nation. President Hichilema also commended the technical committee for conducting nationwide consultations and collecting submissions on the bill, noting that the process was completed within 2 months, unlike previous constitutional review processes that took much longer. Meanwhile, the president has thanked members of parliament who voted for the bill, stating that the ruling United Party for National Development do not have sufficient numbers on its own to amend the constitution. He acknowledged that the bill's passage was made possible through support from opposition members of parliament. President Hichilema reiterated that healthy debate and divergent opinions are essential elements of democracy and contribute to stronger national decision-making.
This president said, let's put aside the bill in the House. Let's not rush it. Let's hear those who are saying, despite what the Justice Minister did to go around and various sessions and the processes which are taking place, there were still voices saying we want more consultations. And this servant of yours says, store that process, put this process aside. Let's have more consultations as citizens are asking for. And that was done. And I want to thank the Mushavati Technical Committee. They were given the terms of reference in accordance with the Constitution of Zambia.
Deputy Government Chief Whip Likando Mufalali has reaffirmed that President Hakainde Hichilema remains committed to advancing Zambia's economic agenda. Mr. Mufalali says the president will continue to prioritize economic recovery, noting that the economy was in a distressed state when the current administration assumed office. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mufalali highlighted ongoing reforms in the constitutional, energy and education sectors as key indicators of government's deliberate and sustained development agenda. As the nation heads towards the general elections, the current government will not be swayed by political rhetoric, but will remain focused on its developmental agenda aimed at improving the livelihoods of Zambians, said Mr. Mufalali.
President Hakainde Hichilema means well for this country, he means well for the citizens of this republic, and he's genuine enough to work with the Zambian people. Let's give him support as much as we can. He means well, and we can now have confidence in him going forward into 2026.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has challenged the notion that the church should be labeled political when it speaks on behalf of the marginalized. EFZ Executive Director Andrew Mwenda says the church has both a spiritual and social responsibility to advocate for better livelihoods and justice for all Zambians. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Bishop Mwenda said it is unfair for some sections of society to confine the church's role to the pulpit, stressing that the church has a moral obligation to speak on issues affecting the nation. The church is affected by everything that happens in the country because congregants are part of society and the body of Christ, said Bishop Mwenda. He added that the church should not be viewed as political when it speaks out against injustices and in defense of the marginalized.
The church is the most relevant development channel today. It's just that the church itself does not know its position in the community. It doesn't. And that I blame much more to me as a preacher and a leader for close to 40 years now in ministry. I want you to know that I have grown up in all these years of ministry, and very rare times have I been told that as a church we are part of, not we are part, we actually the main, one of the main channels of development.
Build Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Mushalika has emphasized the need for increased migration from urban areas to rural areas as a strategy to promote inclusive national development. Dr. Mushalika says Zambians must embrace the development of rural communities if the country is to achieve sustainable economic growth. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mushalika noted that rural areas present vast opportunities for farming, investment and industrial growth due to the availability of land and natural resources. Opportunities are in the rural areas where there is vast land for agriculture and other productive investments, said Dr. Mushalika. He expressed concern over the continued preference for urban areas in pursuit of better economic opportunities, a trend he says is placing immense pressure on cities. Dr. Mushalika further observed that congestion in urban areas such as Lusaka and parts of the Copper Belt has contributed to increased unemployment, pressure on social services, and the rising cost of living. He has since called for deliberate policies and incentives to encourage rural development and resettlement.
You've got to take these children to a place where they can begin to give themselves a good life. We cannot have a country where 2 million people are crowded in unhealthy congestion and foreigners are getting 10,000 hectares of free land a few kilometers away from your shanty compound.
We are sleeping.
And very soon those people will create new cities in those villages. You know, I mean, I'm talking about, we were in Mukushi. On the eastern side is the Mukushi farm block. Go and look at the living standards. People are parking aeroplanes in the yard, you know. There's nothing they're missing there. They have their own health facilities. They have their own schools, you know. Look at the animals they're keeping. Look at the productivity.
In foreign news, reinforcements from the Central African Armed Forces have been deployed in the Vakaga region with the support of the United Nations Peacekeeping Mission MINUSCA to help secure the elections in the Central African Republic. As part of the implementation of the Integrated Election Security Plan, additional reinforcement troops were deployed to the Vakaka on December 16, 2025. The Central African Republic is set to host presidential and parliamentary, but also municipal elections on December 28. Coming up shortly, EU leaders face crunch decision on loaning Russia's frozen cash to Ukraine. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. European Union leaders are gathering for a Brussels summit where a momentous decision will be taken on whether to loan Ukraine tens of billions of euros in frozen Russian assets to fund its military and economic needs. Most of Russia's $245 billion worth of assets in the European Union are held by Belgium-based organization Euroclear, and so far Belgium and some other members of the bloc have